I'm Tom Foti. A month and a half into the Israel-Hamas war, hundreds of hostages taken in the early October terror raid remain prisoners of somebody somewhere, with the Israeli government under increasing pressure from their families, even as it steps up its war. Correspondent Deborah Pata is in East Jerusalem.
An early agreement was derailed, at least in part by Israel's decision to send ground troops into Gaza after weeks of airstrikes. But Israel believes, they certainly seem to think, that by taking Al-Shifa, which it accuses Hamas of using as a military command center, it believes it's deprived the group of a very key asset and that they might be more inclined to trade hostages.
A meeting of national leaders from along the Pacific continued in San Francisco, President Biden announcing,
"We signed the first of its kind supply chain agreement to help identify supply chain bottlenecks before they become the kind of disruptions we saw during the COVID-19 pandemic."
Another issue that got a lot of international attention in San Francisco, artificial intelligence. While in Southern California,
"This is a good day in Los Angeles. And let me just say, to quote one of the Caltrans engineers, all of the stars have been aligned on behalf of Angelenos."
Like Mayor Karen Bass, who now hopes to drive I-10 near downtown next Tuesday on that stretch that's been closed by a fire. The traffic jams were impressive, even by L.A. standards. The repair time, perhaps even more so. In Louisville, no unanimous jury, so it is a mistrial in the case of ex-police officer Brett Hankinson. He was charged in the 2020 death of Breonna Taylor, the black woman whose killing fueled a wave of racial justice protests. What next? Taylor family attorney Lenita Baker.
"We don't know when the retrial for Brett Hankinson will be, but we are glad that the AUSAs are going to retry it, and they are taking this case seriously."
The House Ethics Committee is out with a strongly worded report accusing Congressman George Santos of stealing campaign money and many other things, now sent to the Justice Department. Fellow New York Republican Mike Lawler.
"If he had any decency, he would resign. But in the absence of that, obviously, when we get back from the Thanksgiving recess, I suspect there will be an expulsion resolution brought to the floor, at which time he will be removed from Congress."
No resignation from Santos now, but he says he will not run for re-election. At hundreds of Starbucks stores, a one-day strike to punish unionization. Checking gasoline prices, now averaging $3.34, according to AAA. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
There's a great test brewing as the Carroll men's basketball team is ready to battle the Falcons of Concordia in a non-conference shootout this Saturday, November 18th. The Pioneer season is underway with hard-fought wins under new coach Taylor Jansen, and Don Brown will have all of the action of every home game. It's the Pios hosting the Falcons this Saturday. Tip-off at 2 p.m. on the Shaw, WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. A month and a half into the Israel-Hamas war, hundreds of hostages taken in the early October terror raid remain prisoners of somebody somewhere, with the Israeli government under increasing pressure from their families, even as it steps up its war. Correspondent Deborah Pata is in East Jerusalem.
An early agreement was derailed, at least in part by Israel's decision to send ground troops into Gaza after weeks of airstrikes. But Israel believes they certainly seem to think that by taking Al-Shifa, which it accuses Hamas of using as a military command center, it believes it's deprived the group of a very key asset and that they might be more inclined to trade hostages.
A meeting of national leaders from along the Pacific continued in San Francisco. President Biden announcing,
"We signed the first of its kind supply chain agreement to help identify supply chain bottlenecks before they become the kind of disruptions we saw during the COVID-19 pandemic."
Another issue that got a lot of international attention in San Francisco, artificial intelligence. While in Southern California,
"This is a good day in Los Angeles. And let me just say, to quote one of the Caltrans engineers, all of the stars have been aligned on behalf of Angelenos."
Like Mayor Karen Bass, who now hopes to drive I-10 near downtown next Tuesday on that stretch that's been closed by a fire. The traffic jams were impressive, even by L.A. standards. The repair time, perhaps even more so. In Louisville, no unanimous jury, so it is a mistrial in the case of ex-police officer Brett Hankinson. He was charged in the 2020 death of Breonna Taylor, the black woman whose killing fueled a wave of racial justice protests. What next? Taylor family attorney Lenita Baker.
"We don't know when the retrial for Brett Hankinson will be, but we are glad that the AUSAs are going to retry it, and they are taking this case seriously."
The House Ethics Committee is out with a strongly worded report accusing Congressman George Santos of stealing campaign money and many other things now sent to the Justice Department. Fellow New York Republican Mike Lawler.
"If he had any decency, he would resign. But in the absence of that, obviously, when we get back from the Thanksgiving recess, I suspect there will be a expulsion resolution brought to the floor, at which time he will be removed from Congress."
No resignation from Santos now, but he says he will not run for re-election. At hundreds of Starbucks stores, a one-day strike to punish unionization. Checking gasoline prices now averaging $3.34, according to AAA. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
There's a great test brewing as the Carroll men's basketball team is ready to battle the Falcons of Concordia in a non-conference shootout this Saturday, November 18th. The Pioneer season is underway with hard-fought wins under new coach Taylor Jansen, and Don Brown will have all of the action of every home game. It's the Pios hosting the Falcons this Saturday. Tip-off at 2 p.m. on the Shaw, WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app. This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. A month and a half into the Israel-Hamas war, hundreds of hostages taken in the early October terror raid remain prisoners of somebody somewhere, with the Israeli government under increasing pressure from their families, even as it steps up its war. Correspondent Deborah Pata is in East Jerusalem.
An early agreement was derailed, at least in part by Israel's decision to send ground troops into Gaza after weeks of airstrikes. But Israel believes, they certainly seem to think, that by taking Al-Shifa, which it accuses Hamas of using as a military command center, it believes it's deprived the group of a very key asset and that they might be more inclined to trade hostages.
A meeting of national leaders from along the Pacific continued in San Francisco. President Biden announcing,
"We signed the first of its kind supply chain agreement to help identify supply chain bottlenecks before they become the kind of disruptions we saw during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Another issue that got a lot of international attention in San Francisco, artificial intelligence. While in Southern California...
This is a good day in Los Angeles. And let me just say, to quote one of the Caltrans engineers, all of the stars have been aligned on behalf of Angelenos.
Like Mayor Karen Bass, who now hopes to drive I-10 near downtown next Tuesday on that stretch that's been closed by a fire. The traffic jams were impressive, even by L.A. standards. The repair time, perhaps even more so. In Louisville, no unanimous jury, so it is a mistrial in the case of ex-police officer Brett Hankinson. He was charged in the 2020 death of Breonna Taylor, the black woman whose killing fueled a wave of racial justice protests. What next? Taylor family attorney Lenita Baker.
We don't know when the retrial for Brett Hankinson will be, but we are glad that the AUSAs are going to retry it, and they are taking this case seriously.
The House Ethics Committee is out with a strongly worded report accusing Congressman George Santos of stealing campaign money and many other things, now sent to the Justice Department. Fellow New York Republican Mike Lawler.
If he had any decency, he would resign. But in the absence of that, obviously, when we get back from the Thanksgiving recess, I suspect there will be a expulsion resolution brought to the floor, at which time he will be removed from Congress.
No resignation from Santos now, but he says he will not run for re-election. At hundreds of Starbucks stores, a one-day strike to punish unionization. Checking gasoline prices now averaging $3.34, according to AAA. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
There's a great test brewing as the Carroll men's basketball team is ready to battle the Falcons of Concordia in a non-conference shootout this Saturday, November 18th. The Pioneer season is underway with hard-fought wins under new coach Taylor Jansen, and Don Brown will have all of the action of every home game. It's the Pios hosting the Falcons this Saturday. Tip-off at 2 p.m. on the Shaw, WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app. This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. If repairs continue to go as they have been going, Los Angeles commuters could be off the workarounds and back on I-10 this coming Tuesday, maybe even earlier.
Governor Gavin Newsom says of the elevated stretch of I-10 that has been shut down since last weekend's arson fire.
One thing we can guarantee you is we will be open 5 lanes in both directions at the latest Tuesday of next week.
Earlier this week, officials said that it could take crews between 3 and 5 weeks to shore up the mile-long stretch. Governor Newsom says more than 250 people are working around the clock to make the repairs. The arson investigation is ongoing. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Turning to the Middle East war, Palestinian officials report communications mostly out across the Gaza Strip. No phones, no internet, mostly due to lack of fuel as Israel puts on more military pressure in its war with Hamas, the terrorist organization that triggered it with the October 7th attack and kidnappings. Correspondent Skylar Henry.
As it searched Gaza City's Al-Shifa hospital for a second day, the IDF found a tunnel shaft and a vehicle loaded with weapons.
They were very well prepared, and where they're hiding all of this equipment is in a hospital, a place that's supposed to be for humanitarian aid.
Back here, a federal jury deadlocked on civil rights charges brought against a former police officer in Louisville. So there's a mistrial in the case of Brett Hankinson, charged with using excessive force during a drug warrant search. It ended the life of Breonna Taylor, one of several such incidents that led to widespread protests. Legal analyst Dane Rosenbaum.
Hankinson's lawyer clearly convinced some of the jurors that his client only fired his weapon because the house was dark, Taylor's boyfriend returned fire, and Hankinson reasonably believed that he was protecting his fellow officers.
No word yet if there will be a retrial. Federal prosecutors in San Francisco did get attempted kidnapping and assault convictions against a man who broke into the home of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and attacked her husband with a hammer. U.S. Attorney Ismael Ramsey.
I want to extend our sincerest hopes to the Pelosi family that Paul Pelosi experiences a full recovery in this matter.
He's not resigning, but he will not run for re-election. New York Republican Congressman George Santos. He faces numerous criminal counts already. Now the House Ethics Committee says it found substantial evidence Santos broke federal law. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
The list of offenses here is breathtaking, but this guy has been a scam for years. He's a walking, talking scam.
Sports news. Baseball's Most Valuable Player Awards go to Shohei Ohtani of the Angels in the American League, Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Braves in the National League. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com.
There's a great test brewing as the Carroll men's basketball team is ready to battle the Falcons of Concordia in a non-conference shootout this Saturday, November 18th. The Pioneer season is underway with hard-fought wins under new coach Taylor Jansen, and Don Brown will have all of the action of every home game. It's the Pios hosting the Falcons this Saturday. Tip-off at 2 p.m. on the Shaw, WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app. This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. If repairs continue to go as they have been going, Los Angeles commuters could be off the workarounds and back on I-10 this coming Tuesday, maybe even earlier.
Governor Gavin Newsom says of the elevated stretch of I-10 that has been shut down since last weekend's arson fire.
One thing we can guarantee you is we will be open five lanes in both directions at the latest Tuesday of next week.
Earlier this week, officials said that it could take crews between 3 and 5 weeks to shore up the mile-long stretch. Governor Newsom says more than 250 people are working around the clock to make the repairs. The arson investigation is ongoing. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Turning to the Middle East war, Palestinian officials report communications mostly out across the Gaza Strip. No phones, no internet, mostly due to lack of fuel as Israel puts on more military pressure in its war with Hamas, the terrorist organization that triggered it with the October 7th attack and kidnappings. Correspondent Skylar Henry.
As it searched Gaza City's Al-Shifa Hospital for a second day, the IDF found a tunnel shaft and a vehicle loaded with weapons.
They were very well prepared, and where they're hiding all of this equipment is in a hospital, a place that's supposed to be for humanitarian aid.
Back here, a federal jury deadlocked on civil rights charges brought against a former police officer in Louisville. So there's a mistrial in the case of Brett Hankinson, charged with using excessive force during a drug warrant search. It ended the life of Breonna Taylor, one of several such incidents that led to widespread protests. Legal analyst Dane Rosenbaum.
Hankinson's lawyer clearly convinced some of the jurors that his client only fired his weapon because the house was dark, Taylor's boyfriend returned fire, and Hankinson reasonably believed that he was protecting his fellow officers.
No word yet if there will be a retrial. Federal prosecutors in San Francisco did get attempted kidnapping and assault convictions against a man who broke into the home of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and attacked her husband with a hammer. U.S. Attorney Ismael Ramsey.
I want to extend our sincerest hopes to the Pelosi family that Paul Pelosi experiences a full recovery in this matter.
He's not resigning, but he will not run for re-election, New York Republican Congressman George Santos. He faces numerous criminal counts already. Now the House Ethics Committee says it found substantial evidence Santos broke federal law. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
The list of offenses here is breathtaking, but this guy has been a scam for years. He's a walking, talking scam.
Sports news, baseball's most valuable player awards go to Shohei Ohtani of the Angels in the American League, Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Braves in the National League. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
There's a great test brewing as the Carroll men's basketball team is ready to battle the Falcons of Concordia in a non-conference shootout this Saturday, November 18th. The Pioneer season is underway with hard-fought wins under new coach Taylor Jansen, and Don Brown will have all of the action of every home game. It's the Pios hosting the Falcons this Saturday. Tip off at 2 p.m. on the Shaw, WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app. This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. If repairs continue to go as they have been going, Los Angeles commuters could be off the workarounds and back on I-10 this coming Tuesday, maybe even earlier.
Governor Gavin Newsom says of the elevated stretch of I-10 that has been shut down since last weekend's arson fire.
One thing we can guarantee you is we will be open five lanes in both directions at the latest Tuesday of next week.
Earlier this week, officials said that it could take crews between 3 and 5 weeks to shore up the mile-long stretch. Governor Newsom says more than 250 people are working around the clock to make the repairs. The arson investigation is ongoing. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Turning to the Middle East war, Palestinian officials report communications mostly out across the Gaza Strip. No phones, no internet, mostly due to lack of fuel as Israel puts on more military pressure in its war with Hamas, the terrorist organization that triggered it with the October 7th attack and kidnappings. Correspondent Skylar Henry.
As it searched Gaza City's Al-Shifa Hospital for a second day, the IDF found a tunnel shaft and a vehicle loaded with weapons.
They were very well prepared, and where they're hiding all of this equipment is in a hospital, a place that's supposed to be for humanitarian aid.
Back here, a federal jury deadlocked on civil rights charges brought against a former police officer in Louisville. So there's a mistrial in the case of Brett Hankinson, charged with using excessive force during a drug warrant search. It ended the life of Breonna Taylor, one of several such incidents that led to widespread protests. Legal analyst Dane Rosenbaum.
Hankinson's lawyer clearly convinced some of the jurors that his client only fired his weapon because the house was dark, Taylor's boyfriend returned fire, and Hankinson reasonably believed that he was protecting his fellow officers.
No word yet if there will be a retrial. Federal prosecutors in San Francisco did get attempted kidnapping and assault convictions against a man who broke into the home of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and attacked her husband with a hammer, U.S. Attorney Ismael Ramsey.
I want to extend our sincerest hopes to the Pelosi family that Paul Pelosi experiences a full recovery in this matter.
He's not resigning, but he will not run for re-election, New York Republican Congressman George Santos. He faces numerous criminal counts already. Now the House Ethics Committee says it found substantial evidence Santos broke federal law. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
The list of offenses here is breathtaking, but this guy has been a scam for years. He's a walking, talking scam.
Sports news, baseball's most valuable player awards go to Shohei Ohtani of the Angels in the American League, Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Braves in the National League. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com.
There's a great test brewing as the Carroll men's basketball team is ready to battle the Falcons of Concordia in a non-conference shootout this Saturday, November 18th. The Pioneer season is underway with hard-fought wins under new coach Taylor Jansen, and Don Brown will have all of the action of every home game. It's the Pios hosting the Falcons this Saturday. Tip-off at 2 p.m. on the Shaw, WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app. This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. If repairs continue to go as they have been going, Los Angeles commuters could be off the workarounds and back on I-10 this coming Tuesday, maybe even earlier.
Governor Gavin Newsom says of the elevated stretch of I-10 that has been shut down since last weekend's arson fire.
One thing we can guarantee you is we will be open five lanes in both directions at the latest Tuesday of next week.
Earlier this week, officials said that it could take crews between 3 and 5 weeks to shore up the mile-long stretch. Governor Newsom says more than 250 people are working around the clock to make the repairs. The arson investigation is ongoing. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Turning to the Middle East war, Palestinian officials report communications mostly out across the Gaza Strip. No phones, no internet, mostly due to lack of fuel as Israel puts on more military pressure in its war with Hamas, the terrorist organization that triggered it with the October 7th attack and kidnappings. Correspondent Skylar Henry.
As it searched Gaza City's Al-Shifa Hospital for a second day, the IDF found a tunnel shaft and a vehicle loaded with weapons.
They were very well prepared, and where they're hiding all of this equipment is in a hospital, a place that's supposed to be for humanitarian aid.
Back here, a federal jury deadlocked on civil rights charges brought against a former police officer in Louisville. So there's a mistrial in the case of Brett Hankinson, charged with using excessive force during a drug warrant search. It ended the life of Breonna Taylor, one of several such incidents that led to widespread protests. Legal analyst Dane Rosenbaum.
Hankinson's lawyer clearly convinced some of the jurors that his client only fired his weapon because the house was dark, Taylor's boyfriend returned fire, and Hankinson reasonably believed that he was protecting his fellow officers.
No word yet if there will be a retrial. Federal prosecutors in San Francisco did get attempted kidnapping and assault convictions against a man who broke into the home of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and attacked her husband with a hammer. U.S. Attorney Ismael Ramsey.
I want to extend our sincerest hopes to the Pelosi family that Paul Pelosi experiences a full recovery in this matter.
He's not resigning, but he will not run for re-election. New York Republican Congressman George Santos. He faces numerous criminal counts already. Now the House Ethics Committee says it found substantial evidence Santos broke federal law. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
The list of offenses here is breathtaking, but this guy has been a scam for years. He's a walking, talking scam.
Sports news, baseball's most valuable player awards go to Shohei Ohtani of the Angels in the American League, Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Braves in the National League. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
There's a great test brewing as the Carroll men's basketball team is ready to battle the Falcons of Concordia in a non-conference shootout this Saturday, November 18th. The Pioneer season is underway with hard-fought wins under new coach Taylor Jansen, and Don Brown will have all of the action of every home game. It's the Pios hosting the Falcons this Saturday. Tip-off at 2 p.m. on the Shaw, WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app. This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. If repairs continue to go as they have been going, Los Angeles commuters could be off the workarounds and back on I-10 this coming Tuesday, maybe even earlier.
Governor Gavin Newsom says of the elevated stretch of I-10 that has been shut down since last weekend's arson fire.
One thing we can guarantee you is we will be open five lanes in both directions at the latest Tuesday of next week.
Earlier this week, officials said that it could take crews between 3 and 5 weeks to shore up the mile-long stretch. Governor Newsom says more than 250 people are working around the clock to make the repairs. The arson investigation is ongoing. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Turning to the Middle East war, Palestinian officials report communications mostly out across the Gaza Strip. No phones, no internet, mostly due to lack of fuel as Israel puts on more military pressure in its war with Hamas, the terrorist organization that triggered it with the October 7th attack and kidnappings. Correspondent Skylar Henry.
As it searched Gaza City's Al-Shifa Hospital for a second day, the IDF found a tunnel shaft and a vehicle loaded with weapons.
They were very well prepared, and where they're hiding all of this equipment is in a hospital, a place that's supposed to be for humanitarian aid.
Back here, a federal jury deadlocked on civil rights charges brought against a former police officer in Louisville. So there's a mistrial in the case of Brett Hankinson, charged with using excessive force during a drug warrant search. It ended the life of Breonna Taylor, one of several such incidents that led to widespread protests. Legal analyst Dane Rosenbaum.
Hankinson's lawyer clearly convinced some of the jurors that his client only fired his weapon because the house was dark, Taylor's boyfriend returned fire, and Hankinson reasonably believed that he was protecting his fellow officers.
No word yet if there will be a retrial. Federal prosecutors in San Francisco did get attempted kidnapping and assault convictions against a man who broke into the home of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and attacked her husband with a hammer. U.S. Attorney Ismael Ramsey.
I want to extend our sincerest hopes to the Pelosi family that Paul Pelosi experiences a full recovery in this matter.
He's not resigning, but he will not run for re-election. New York Republican Congressman George Santos. He faces numerous criminal counts already. Now the House Ethics Committee says it found substantial evidence Santos broke federal law. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
The list of offenses here is breathtaking, but this guy has been a scam for years. He's a walking, talking scam.
Sports news, baseball's most valuable player awards go to Shohei Ohtani of the Angels in the American League, Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Braves in the National League. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com.
There's a great test brewing as the Carroll men's basketball team is ready to battle the Falcons of Concordia in a non-conference shootout this Saturday, November 18th. The Pioneer season is underway with hard-fought wins under new coach Taylor Jansen, and Don Brown will have all of the action of every home game. It's the Pios hosting the Falcons this Saturday. Tip-off at 2 p.m. on the Shaw, WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.